Indiana ratepayers are paying hundreds of millions annually for power from expensive coal plants, despite cheaper alternatives such as wind and solar. A new study by the Natural Resources Defense Council reveals that these costs stem from outdated electricity market rules allowing utility-owned plants to operate even when they are not the most economical choice. Dana Ahman is the lead author of the report. She says Indiana alone spent $338 million from 2021 through 2023 on such power, second only to Louisiana.
We wanted to quantify what are customers losing out on. There's a lot of wind in Indiana and throughout the Midwest region, and how much of that is actually being wasted through operating coal in this way.
Advocates argue that eliminating the practice would save consumers money and encourage renewable energy investments. However, utility companies such as Duke Energy defend their decisions, citing reliability concerns. Experts suggest that reforming market rules and state regulations could curb these unnecessary costs, pushing the energy market toward a cleaner, more cost-effective future. The problem is widespread in areas such as the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator region, where energy markets aren't fully open. Ahman says the NRDC study found Indiana's R.M. Schaefer plant alone cost ratepayers more than $100 million more than from other sources.
We're really focused on Indiana, along with a few other states, because they're part of the larger power grid. And what we found was that there were a significant number of coal power plants supplying energy, even when their cost of operating is much higher than the competitive price.
Coal power is generally more expensive than electricity produced from clean energy sources such as wind and solar power. This story was produced with original reporting from Carrie Lederson for Energy News Network. I'm Joe Ullery, Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.